Hello, this is British Andrew, and this is a content warning saying that this that you are listening to right now is a very American show. They don't talk about tea, they don't talk about the Queen. It's very, very, very wrong.
Hello out there, podcast listeners. Thank you so very much for listening to The Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random. I'm one of the hosts of this show. And thank you very much for listening. No need to listen to me jabber along. Let's get right into the show.
Today's episode is brought to you... Today's episode is brought to us by
ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Sean Random and Andrew Bush.
You sound like a guy who's announcing, like, at a strip club. That's what I imagine the guy at a strip club.
Hey, fellas, like, get your dollars ready, because Andrew's coming to the stage and he's not wearing much at all.
He just sounds like a guy who, like, smokes or packs a day and then is just, like, slightly drunk.
Uh-oh, Julie lost her top.
I like that he would just narrate the whole thing. Where
she
he's
can't
just...
seem to pick it up. She's just bent over.
Oh, she's a firefighter. Oh, boys, watch out. She's going to put out that fire with her pants or whatever. I don't know. I don't really understand the narrative.
Looks like Sasha's coming to the main stage, and she's a dirty maid. Let's go to a strip club. And,
I really don't like strip clubs.
Yeah, I've never been to one. I don't think I would like it. It just seems like it's, you know.
Here's the thing about strip clubs.
It's kind of like, you know, when I was 21, I got a root canal. And people always talk about how root canals are really very terrible. And I was like, let's give this a shot. And it was the worst thing that I've ever experienced, like, medically ever. And I feel as if a strip club sort of the same way, where people are like, oh, it's really demeaning and awful. And I just think, better not.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's exciting and exhilarating.
Oh, it's so much fun. No, it's the one thing that I think is just like it is in the movies. Like,
really?
Nothing is just like it is in the movies.
Yeah.
Except when you walk into a strip club, you kind of have this, like the music. It's usually like, I'm on a highway to hell. It's something like that, and there's a girl.
TNT.
Right. Dynamite. Yeah, it's something like that's happening, and there's like a motorcycle, like, right, and you like walk in, right, and there's a lot of like seedy guys.
This is very exciting.
It is because
Sean explains walking into a strip club. Go, Sean. Go.
Well,
ahead.
Like, it's vaguely like smoky in the air. It's dark and somewhat seedy. And there's a girl up on the thing, and she's like naked. And you're like, oh, whoa, there's a naked girl. Nobody's doing nothing about this. And you just kind of like, you take the lay of the land, and then you realize, like, oh, there's a girl dancing in that dude's lap over there. Let's get some drinks. This place is great.
Sean, you're so like innocent. You're like, you walk into a strip club, and there's a naked girl, and you're like, whoa,
someone should get her covered up. Something bad's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, but then after.
I hope her dad's not alive to see this.
Well, then here's what happens, though. So then you guys, you like find your seats and you're with your friends and everybody's got like big eyes, like, oh, what's happening here? This is exciting. And then after like 10 minutes, you kind of settle down, you get comfortable in your environment, and you start to be like, oh, this place is kind of gross. I don't know if I feel like being here. Yeah. And then someone will like walk over to the table, and it's somebody who like should have gave this up like 10 years ago, but she doesn't really have any other options. She's like,
good
hey guys,
God.
Can I get you guys some drinks? And you're just like, how about a lap dance first? Like, no, thank you. I'll be in the car. I don't know. I'm not feeling this. Like, at first it's really exciting. It's like, oh, look what's happening. Then after a moment, it's like, oh yeah, that's happening. At first
clarity.
It was exciting, but now it's just like, I don't want to drink here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Well, no, I remember I was at a... I've gone to, like, two strip clubs in my life.
Uh-huh.
But I'm at one, and this woman walks
what
up
What were
to
they
me.
Called, just out of curiosity?
I can't even remember.
I was going to say, I was like, if it's, like, a local place, don't name
it
or whatever.
No, it was over in Canada.
Like, oh.
Yeah, there's two places.
You went to strip clubs in Canada?
Yeah.
How polite was that strip club?
No.
Was it just, like... Like, hello.
Hello, welcome to the strip club.
Welcome to the... Hello.
Do you mind if I put my bottom on your lap? That would be ever so joyful. Give me a dollar.
All the men are really just like, wow, great performance. All right.
Well, I really believed her. I really believed she was cleaning the house.
The worst part is when you consider it, we had transferred our money, and at that time, American money was worth more. Mm-hmm. So when I'm tipping them in Canadian dollars, I'm only giving them like 97 cents. Oh, jeez. No. So in any event, you walk in, and it's really exciting. It's like in the movies. It's very, you know, enthralling. And then after you settle in, you're like, yeah, I don't want to be here. It felt like oh, this is exciting, look what we're doing. And then you get there and you're like, oh yeah, so okay, we did that, let's go do something better. Like, because if when you take away all the excitement of it and all mm-hmm. that, it's just a dirty bar.
Yeah,
like and like there happens to be a girl with her top off, like you could right. get that just about anywhere, but mm-hmm. it's yeah anyhow, I don't know, it's not super exciting, costs a whole lot of money, I don't suggest it.
Well, thank you, Sean. That's my rundown of strip clubs. And thank you guys for tuning in. This is Random Bush. We'll be right back.
And now, Random Thoughts.
They say you shouldn't cry over spilt milk. Well, shouldn't cry over spilt blood neither. You see what you make me do? Clean up the milk.
This is a message from the government head office of Interior Window Blinds.
Yes, hello. When the control rod is positioned completely counterclockwork, the sun shining through the blinds will create a dash of light on the floor. When turned completely in the Widdershins direction, the light will then diffuse into dashes on the ceiling. The government's official stance is dashes of light on the floor. Thank you.
This has been a message from the governmental head office of Interior Window Blinds.
Thoughts from the bush.
I saw a bug digging in the dirt yesterday, like he was looking for his keys or something. Yeah, I've been there, I said to him. I'm dumb.
If you could be any animal in the world, what would you be? Any animal.
I mean, I think I would like to be like one of those like monkeys in a zoo.
You want to be okay? Yeah. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that you want to be a monkey, but you specifically went with in a zoo.
Yeah,
that's why in a zoo.
Well, because I always think I would be good in a zoo. You know what I mean?
I do really well in a zoo. I kind of wish. I like the structure of the lifestyle. Maybe you want to go to jail. Is that your?
I have this really crazy fantasy that I get abducted by aliens.
Okay.
And they take me to their planet and they put me in like the human habitat.
Oh, you're part of the intergalactic zoo.
Yeah, I'm part of the intergalactic zoo and I'm like in the human habitat.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to the right, you'll see that we have a human being. This one responds to the name is Andrew. Hey, Andrew. He's super friendly. Go ahead, you can feed him.
All right. Yeah. Well, that would be awesome because they'd feed me and it'd all be like, they would have to find the foods. Like,
they'd like be holding sandwiches out. This is the indigenous food of the human beings.
Like, oh, shit. I did something good.
Like, aliens would be like, Marsh, Big Mac.
Yeah. And I'd be like, whoa, that's crazy.
I don't know what you're saying, bro, but I'll totally eat that Big Mac.
Yeah, they would put, well, and the thing is, too, that I think about this. This is a weird thought, too.
Okay.
But I think that they would put a female in there with me.
Right.
Right? But here's what's crazy about
you're like the pandas, you're expected to mate, but meanwhile she's like, I'm actually married.
Well, no.
We're going to get back to our home planets eventually.
The size of the Earth. What are the odds that they would put a female in there that even spoke English?
Oh, that's
they
a good point.
They would put some
Taiwan. Poor third world person that has no idea what's going on.
She'd be like, "Gah, gah, gah," and start hitting me, and I'd be like, "Ah!" And they'd be like,
"They're showing you like porn and shit," and you're like, "You're both figuring it out at the same time." Like,
I don't think they would show. I don't think they would know about porn. But it'd be an interesting situation to be put in where you're like you're in the zoo and there's like a female and then she keeps hitting me and then they introduce like another like male in there and they're like, oh, they're gonna compete for her. And he's like English.
So they put this other dude. He just shows up out of nowhere. They're like, oh, well, Andrew wasn't having a sex with this female human.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Jacques.
Yeah. And Jacques or
are you now jealous of Jacques?
No, Jacques speaks French. I don't understand what he's saying either.
Oh, so you have no clue what either of these people are saying.
And I think he's a little bit more interested in me than he is in.
But she's really into him. So now you're in this weird triangle situation.
She said her name is like Sue or something. I don't pay attention to her. I'm more like, dude, I've already figured out the system that like if I do like a somersault, they're gonna give me something.
Oh, so you just perform for the peanuts?
Oh yeah. I get 3 shows a day, baby.
I just
3 shows
I flip
a day.
Around for the people. Mm-hmm. They hand me Pop Tarts. Yeah. They give me handfuls of popcorn.
There's a little pool there.
Other things that start with pop. They just give me pop. Soda
they
pop.
They give me pop. They give
me
soda
pop. Pop Tarts and popcorn. Pop Rocks.
One time they gave
I got
me
a great pop
and
existence.
Pop Rocks, and it was just insanity.
You don't
want to
mix those.
Their minds. That was the greatest day in the human habitat.
They had no idea what was gonna happen when they mixed those two.
Holy hell! How did he know that? I think that they just go down. They disguise themselves. The aliens disguise themselves. They go down to, like, Ralph's, and they just grab whatever's on the shelf. Because sometimes I get really weird stuff they give you.
So they're looking at all... Oh, for food. I thought you meant for people. Like, they're looking at all of Earth as a Ralph's.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just kind of wandering through different...
Yeah, so sometimes I get coconut. Sometimes I get lobster. They put whole lobster in there as if I'm going to capture that and eat it. I'm like, what the
so
hell?
So now you just have lobsters running around in your cage.
Yeah, yeah. They're just running around with me.
They need to eat.
They're a little bit confused because I'm keeping the lobsters as pets. Like, I put them in the pool, the little pool they gave us.
Okay.
And then Tai Su, that's what I call her.
Oh, Tai Su, right.
Yeah, Tai
right, okay.
Su. She got pinched by them and then ran after me with the frying pan again. I do not understand what Tai Su's problem is. I don't know why she thinks that I am somehow the cause of all this. I'm not interested in Tai Su. Here's the thing. I think Tai Su's like 59 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Poor lady. I feel they don't.
Doesn't she realize that you're all locked in this situation?
I don't think.
And there's a big monster is coming and feeding you random
think she just sees
earth
me
food.
And the fact that I'm in cahoots with them for some reason because I get all the gifts and she doesn't. She's like refusing.
Well,
because
she won't put on a show.
She doesn't want to be in the expedition. She misses her family.
Well,
God.
We all miss our families.
Yeah.
But we're stuck on this alien ride to the universe.
Fuck
and,
you, Tai Su.
Hey, sometimes you got to do a backflip. I'm fucking hungry.
Come on, Tai Su. Just play along. And there's the other, like, and I don't know what her real, but maybe her name is Tai Su, but that's how she introduced herself
to me. Well, that's her name now.
So, I got this other guy in here now.
Okay.
And he has really taken to the exercising. You know what I mean? Like, they put some trees and stuff in there. He's really all about the exercise. But I think that he's trying to figure out, like, the whole force field system. Maybe if he gets stronger, he can break through the force field.
Are you guys going to escape?
If
the opportunity to escape comes.
I've chucked so many lobsters at that force field. You have no idea. Okay. It cooks them right up. But
oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a solution.
Figured it out.
Well, okay, say he does get down this force field.
Uh-huh.
Where do you go then?
I don't know. I don't know where
we
are.
You take the ship and drive it back to Earth?
This isn't... See, I'm happy here. Everyone else is fighting this so hard.
So you just embrace it. You've been like, fuck it. This is where I live now.
Yeah.
I'm part of the zoo.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they bring in other people that like, at least one English... I'm not learning Thai. I'm an American. Excuse me. I'm not learning French. I'm not learning Thai. You guys learn English.
Do you think you could give them, like...
Such an ignorant statement. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Human Atrarium. Everybody speaks English here. This is American.
Yeah. Tai Su comes up to me and she's all, gong, 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 gong. I'm like, no, Tai Su.
No.
Tai Su, speak English.
I was here first.
Yeah.
I put my flag in. This is an English speaking.
She comes over to me, especially when I'm opening
up
the lobster.
That's such an American perspective, too.
I'm opening up the lobster that I threw. Listen, I did the somersault for the lobster. I took the lobster.
This is your
and
lobster. You earned this
at
lobster.
At the thing. She comes up to me and is all, go, 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 go. And I'm like, Tai.
Putting her
I
hand to her mouth. She
I
definitely
don't
wants
understand
some of the lobster.
You. I don't understand you, Tai Su. I don't get what you're saying. I speak English, American, USA, USA, Donald Trump, la, she la, la.
Shakes her head at you, goes get her pan again. She's like, I'm going to hit the shit out of
this
guy.
Bang, 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 America, not you.
Betty Boop, baseball, apple pie. Get with it, Sue.
So mean.
Thai Sue.
Thai Sue.
That's so inappropriate. She just wanted some lobster.
I know, right?
She's also starving and terrified.
Screw her. I'm done with Thai. Well, no. Don't screw her.
That's why Jacques is here.
Yeah, Jacques and her, I think Jacques and her are getting along all right.
Okay. Meanwhile, Jacques's giving you eyes back to the lobster, back to you.
Yeah, he's like, I'll give Jacques some lobster. Well, that's kind of you. He needs it. He's running around a lot. I'm a little bit in belief of his message.
But Jacques should probably get it together and start putting his own show on, get his own lobsters.
Let me put it this way. I call her Thai Sue. She might not even be from Thailand. I'm just calling her Thai Sue.
Okay.
But Jacques, he introduced himself. He pointed to himself and says, Jacques. And I was like, Andrew. And he's like, Andrew. And I'm like, no, you idiot. Andrew.
You're kind of a jerk. You're kind of the jerk of the intergalactic zoo.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He was sleeping on a rock one time. I went and I pushed him off of it. And he was like, she's also lived in. And I was like, shut up, Jacques. And I kicked at him. I went, cha, like that. I bit at him. Yeah.
You're ridiculous. And then the people who are watching are like, wow, animals. Humans are dicks.
They love it.
Well, we are kind of dicks. At him.
He was like, here's the thing. There is no reason for a human being to be like this. I'm wondering if the other two kind of think that I'm just mentally handicapped.
You know
what I mean? They're like, wait, they didn't get this human from Earth.
They're probably getting pissed. They're probably like, this guy's misrepresenting all of humanity.
We're supposed to work together.
No wonder they're just plucking us up. They think we're animals.
He's pushing me off the rock, spitting at me for no reason. I would just become like an animal. I would enjoy it. I would have fun with the drama. Because I know that everyone would try and keep their humanity and, like, draw pictures and stuff. And I would just run up and just smear my feces on them and be like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, it would be so much fun. It would be so much fun. It would be a joy. I don't have to do anything. I just get fed, do tricks.
I'd be so pissed off. I'd, like, wake up and be like, no fucking way. That's a sci-fi nightmare.
This is a test. This is only a test. This is the Random Bush Emergency Broadcast System. If this had been a real emergency, you would have been asked to take off your pants and do a silly little dance. However, this is only a test. Leave your pants on. You're listening to the Random Bush. Please continue to do so.
This is Sean Random. I just wanted to pop in for a brief moment and let you know, I know from the outside looking in, our podcast has this cute little comedy angle, but from the inside looking out, a lot of people don't realize this show is a huge collective effort. That's writers, stand-up comedians, actors, musicians, performers of all kinds. Now, we'll perform for an audience of one, but we want to perform for thousands, the millions, the all. The only way for us to build that audience is if you spread the word. We'll continue to put this show out every Thursday. There's going to be a brand new episode, and we've got the Random Bush Presents, extended conversations, and other content. We've got quite a few of them on the back burner as well. So new content is on its way. Tell a friend. Leave us a review. Spread the word. I'm just asking for your support. Let's make an audience for our performers to play for. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Hey guys, so cool. Yeah, we've done it. We did it. You did it. You got to the end of this podcast. Man, don't you feel like accomplished? Don't you feel good? I sure do. I just love that you listened to the whole thing all the way to the end. I have this one-on-one with you. So guess what? You know what you should do now? You should go on some of our social media at Random Bush Podcast. I think it's something like that. If not, just Google it, man. It's bound to pop up, you know. What's the worst that can happen from Googling Random Bush, right? Anyways, from our mobile podcasting studio right here in Laguna Hills, this has been the Random Bush Show. Bye.